Got it.
Hey, welcome
Yo.
back.
Yep.
The co-host with the co-most. That's Nate over there.
My brother Matt, the most, with the
hey.
Most. Whatever it is, host with the most.
So, hey, Nate. So,
yeah.
Nate.
Matt,
You
can
had,
you hear me good? Do you hear me
I can
okay?
hear you fine. I
Okay,
can hear you just fine.
I'm in a different room. Okay.
You're good. So,
Fine.
Nate, do me a favor and give us a little bit of an update. You were supposed to have a special guest, but something happened. So, why don't you go ahead and give us an update there, Nate?
Well, the special guest was the other brother, the oldest brother. Not the youngest, obviously, but he postponed. So we'll just be me and you.
Okay. Yeah.
Co-host and the host. We're good.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
My brother Tim. I hope.
Yeah. He was.
He should be okay.
Yeah. He was coming back. We were coming back to get the three of us back on the air. He had texted Nate and I a couple weeks ago asking if we can come back to the show. We said, hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to get him on, but he unfortunately had a problem. And I guess right now he's in the ER right now. I guess he'll be okay. But his wife just called and said that he's had to go there real quick, wasn't feeling well. So we'll keep him in prayer. So,
yes, please.
Yeah. But yeah, but next time he'll be, hopefully next week, next 2 weeks from now, he'll be on again. So, Nate,
right.
Tell me something.
Yep.
What's going on in your house now? You sent me a picture of something that's driving you crazy, you said. What's happening there?
She's baking her yearly cookies. And of course she does the first ones are the peanut butter ones with the Hershey Kiss inside.
Yes.
Okay. Now she has peanut butter cups one she's making.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, this is a huge deal for Nate's wife Michelle. She cooks.
Yes.
She starts these things now, and she cooks them right up until when, Nate? Like, pretty much right up till Christmas, doesn't she?
Close, yeah.
Yeah. Holy smokes!
Give everybody a to-go box of them, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody gets a good box of them. Yeah, hell yeah. So we're gonna So we had a show tonight. So Nate, so let's So let's talk about, So, hey, Nate, let's talk. I want to kind of bring up a little bit early. I want to bring up what gets my goat. I'm going to bring it up
yes.
a little early tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
So let me ask everyone a question out there, especially those guys that are our age, like in our 50s now and stuff like that. So you go to the doctor and they do blood tests, right? And they come back and they say, oh, one of your blood tests were elevated, so we have to have you come back in and do another one. Then you go in, you have another test done. And they come back and say, oh, it's even more elevated. So we got to get you in to see this doctor real quick. We got to get to see this doctor, this cancer doctor. Possibly it could be prostate cancer. We got to get this checked out, right?
Oh, geez, yeah.
So you go in, and folks, just so you know, I'm talking about PS. They call it a PSA level of your prostate for men. Obviously, women don't have a prostate. Although nowadays, I think nowadays they're trying to argue they do. But whatever, that's a different story. That's another podcast. But but so they say this PSA level. So for guys our age, our prostate starts enlarging, has all kind of problems, and of course, prostate cancer can happen.
Right.
So I get my PSA level, which they say is not supposed to be above 4. A couple months ago, it was 4.2. I had it done again. Now it's 4.7. So it's going up, and I think at my level, it's like a 20% chance of prostate cancer, but it could be anything really.
Right.
They make this. They get you all nervous, right? So they hook you up with another doctor, or they, you know, what do they call it? Referral, right? Another doctor, a urologist, right? And then you're all nervous because you're like, oh, I got to get this done quick. So you're gung ho. You're calling that doctor. I got to get this done quick. And then all of a sudden they say, oh, well, we can't get you in until like February, and you're like, what the hell? Like, what do you mean you can't get me until February? So then after a series of arguing, I finally get in, and then I got to get two tests done. I got to get a CAT scan and I got to get an MRI. And so I got to have these done. So they want to check and see if there's any lesions on my prostate, stuff like that. Right.
Yes.
I call up, right. I say, okay, look, I say, here's my appointment I have on the 15th of November with the urologist. They want me to have these tests before I do all that. But they say, well, we can't get you until the 17th of November, and we can't get you for the other test until the 22nd of November. So I'm like, I don't understand why they make you get, why they freak you out, and they don't seem to have any care in the world about anything. Oh, well, we'll get you in. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Right.
I mean, that drives me crazy.
Do you want me to get a a fellow phlebotomist and ask her why they do that?
Yeah, can you? Can she tell us?
Michelle, maybe
she can tell us.
Come here.
Like, why the rush?
You don't have to pull her out of the TV. Right.
You know,
come here. Stand right here. So, go ahead, Matt. Ask her.
Well, Michelle, you're in the medical world, in that world, and so why do they get you all like worried about something only to refer you to another doctor that basically feels like, oh, well, we can't see you for like another 5 months. Like, why do they do that? They get your doctor, get you all nervous, and then when you try to get with another doctor, they don't get you in for like another 5 months, and you're all freaking out thinking you're going to die in between then.
I know. I dealt with that myself. I waited 5 months to see a doctor. They overbook themselves. They have too many patients.
Is that what's happening? Overload.
All about money. All about money. They squeeze as many as they can in.
Wow. Well, yeah, that I believe. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
But for those who don't know, my wife's a phlebotomist. She's a bloodsucker.
That's so what I call her vampire. Right here.
She really didn't help that much with the answer.
it does help though to know that. I guess that's probably what it is. That they're overbooked. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But crazy. And that's so okay. So here's the next part. Here's the next part, Nate.
Right.
And for those of you out there who don't know, I think I've said this before. I don't have a butthole. All right. Right. I don't.
Maddie's here. Just so you know.
Hey, Matt. Hello, honey. So years ago, I had surgery like 12 years ago because I had Crohn's disease. They took out everything and now I have a bag and stuff like that. So I don't have a butthole anymore. They sewed that up, right? So I got to have this MRI done because they can't stick a finger up my butt anymore like they do for you, you know, when you go in, right? They can't do that anymore. So they got to do this MRI, right? So I go in today and I get this thing from them in the mail and they say, before you come for the MRI, 2 hours before, you got to do an enema up your ass. I'm like, I don't have an ass. I don't understand. I don't have a butt anymore. I'm like I don't understand what's going on.
Did they not know that? Or?
Well, they should know, and I only told them 50 times. That's why I'm having this MRI done for my prostate.
Oh, holy smokes.
Is there anybody else out there? Is there anyone else out there that can maybe let us know? Do you have these same problems? Like, do you have these problems with, like, miscommunication between the doctors, and you feel like they're getting paid all this money, and yet we have to do all the work? I mean, that's what I don't get.
Right. There's not enough doctors, I guess, right?
Jeez, man. I don't understand it. So I got to call him tomorrow now, and I got to say to him, you want me to stick this enema up where? Like, where do you want me to stick it? I don't know where to put it. Like, what do I want to do with it?
Oh, God.
Unbelievable, bro. Unbelievable.
Yes.
Man. So how was your week, Nate? How was your week? What's going on with you?
Pretty good. We had a couple deaths. A guy at work died. They found him in his house dead.
Oh man, yeah, I saw that.
Michelle's ex mother-in-law, who you met, remember she got the recipe from Mike?
Yeah,
she had a stroke, and then they put her for surgery. She never woke up.
Oh, that would happen.
Well, she passed like 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Yeah.
Oh wow. So wait a minute.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So wait. Now wait a minute. I didn't know all that. So wait a minute. Now what happened? Did she had to have surgery?
I think, okay, so she had a stroke. She went in.
Okay.
She went to the hospital because of the stroke. They found like a weird blockage in her heart, but not, it wasn't major apparently. And they wanted to get it out anyway. And then she had a stroke during surgery.
Oh,
she was factor 5 light and she has a blood clotting disorder.
Oh, okay.
And the doctor didn't read her chart. He didn't know. He wasn't aware that she was factor 5. And he went into surgery and then
she had
factor 5. And they're nice people. I know it's Michelle's ex parent, mother and father in law, but they're really nice. They sold us a house.
Yeah, they were very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Yes. Yeah, they came over that. We were down there recently. They came over and talked to us on the porch.
They came over and had a couple drinks with us on the porch.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's not the first time that I've heard those things happening. So, people laugh, you know, when people have surgery on a certain part of their body, like if they have an amputate, like an arm or something like that,
right.
You know, they'll mark the arm and say like, not this arm, the other, you know, and you laugh and you're like, oh,
right.
That's stupid, but it's not stupid. Oh. Because it happens. They take off the wrong arm. They take off the wrong leg. I mean, these things happen.
Yeah. Or I've heard they left like, they'll leave like rolls of gauze inside.
Yes. Yes.
Or scissors.
Yes.
Or...
yes.
I mean, I can't
yes.
laugh. It's not funny, but.
Well, it's not. I mean, but they do. So folks, you need to be careful, especially at our age. I mean, when I go to the doctor, like I was just telling you all, I mean, here I am, right? I'm supposed to have this test on next week and they're telling me to freaking flush a freaking enema up my ass. I don't have one anymore. So again, it's like, these are the things you have to advocate for yourself, folks. You got to advocate for yourself. Right, Nate? I mean, you got to tell them what's going on. Like, Nate, if you go to the doctor with your diabetes, I mean, they got to know that, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. You're right. Absolutely.
Right? I mean, that's something they got to know. So
that's like me asking you. I just asked, don't they know that? And they definitely should. You're right. It's the same thing.
Right. You think they would, but not all the time. And the same goes with medication. Like, I don't trust any doctor with medication. I don't go to any doctor about medication. I go to my pharmacist all the time.
Oh, okay. No, that's a good idea. Yes.
So I've been taking, Nate, since 30 years now with my Crohn's disease, at one time I was taking 25 pills a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used to always check up every time something new was given to me.
Yes.
I always went to my pharmacist. I never trusted the doctor.
Okay.
Because they don't know. And the pharmacist, that's their job. So you got to go to them and don't go online trusting WebMD or whatever else. You got to go to your pharmacist and ask your pharmacist, is this okay? Because they should know that. That's what they go to school for, and that's what they're making over $100,000 a year for, six figures a year. So, I mean, I guess the word we could say to you all today, Nate and I can say to all of you today, is advocate for yourselves and make sure that you know everything that's going on. As a matter of fact, what you should do is what I do is I have a little thing that I write everything down, and I print it out, and when I go to the doctor, I bring it with me. So they have everything's there, and that's what you should do, folks.
Absolutely.
Because unfortunately, this is what happens, unfortunately. Yes. I don't know. I wonder if they'll be able to, is that considered malpractice?
I heard they're getting a lawyer and I'm pretty sure they probably have a decent case.
Well, there you go. I mean,
And the other thing is, like you said, ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. You know?
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Yep. That's
your
right.
Your health, it's your body, it's your life. Well,
that's right. That's right. You got 100% Nate, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, so folks, we're gonna kind of get off that real quick. And Nate, I don't know, the agenda that I sent you, can you see by any chance? I'm having a hard time. I don't have my glasses on me, but one of our longtime listeners and good friend Daria sent us an email. It's a very nice email. Did you read it?
Oh, I did.
I don't know, Nate. Can you? I can't really read it that well. Can you read some of the points of it? She really makes some good points, and I think it was really nice of her what she said. Now, again, understand, folks, that she grew up with us. We all grew up as kids.
Yes.
On the West, no S. It's no, excuse me, no T, no T. It's the West Side of Scranton. West Side, yeah. We all grew up on the West Side of Scranton, and so we all grew up together there. And really, to be honest with you, and what I'm going to say. Is that if it wasn't for our friends growing up, life would have been a lot harder. So thank God for the friends that we had, like, you know, Gordon and Steve and Derry and Ed, her brother Eddie, and our friends that we had growing up in the neighborhood. Thank God. Michelle's brother, you and Joe Cutro. You and Joe.
Michelle.
You and Kenny.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I got a cold, so I'm sorry about that, folks.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I got a freaking cough. I had a cold last couple of days. I feel like crap. So that's why I'm not as energetic as I normally am.
Hold on. You still there?
Yeah, you there? Where'd you go?
No. I'm here, but I'm looking for. I just had it. That email.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. I can read it. So you know.
Where'd I put it though? Like it's like gone.
Well, I sent it to you in the email, so
I know.
So I don't want too much. You keep on looking for it, Nate. I don't want too much dead air, but let's. But I'm just gonna quickly. I'm gonna quickly just talk real quickly of a nice email that she sent. I thought it was very nice, and you know, she says she was traveling last week for work and she lost track of time, but didn't wasn't able to listen listened to the show until actually today. I think she sent it today. Could be wrong. She says, on my road trip to New York, she was in New York, enjoyed right. the show. Thank you for that. I'm not sure if this is podcast worthy, but I just wanted to share a thought on natural versus learned perception. First of all, Derry is very smart, much smarter than we are.
Right.
So, so some of the words she uses, I don't know if I understand, so it's because she's so smart.
Right.
But natural versus learned perception. Both of you always talk about how little you had as kids. Right. And I'm so sorry that I never realized that it was that way. How many days I spent playing in your house as a kid, and I had no idea. It never felt like you guys were without anything, which is true. Mommy did it,
they yeah. She did her best.
I do remember making peanut butter cookies with just peanut butter from the cabinet. But other than that, I don't remember feeling that you were growing up differently than me.
Right.
I'm not sure if I want to apologize for that or call out that kids learn to judge based on parental judgment, which I guess my parents never had. And I didn't appreciate that they didn't until now.
Right.
I applaud your mom for making your childhood happy. And I will never forget all the times that she included me in things which now I realized I probably couldn't afford.
Yep, right.
Regardless of what we had or didn't, I think we had some pretty awesome upbringing between parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and friends. And I'm proud that we all came out in the end. Yeah. Not only okay, but pretty grateful. You both put together a very well thought out podcast and make my trips fly by. Thank you so much. All my love, Darius. So I thought it was really sweet of her to say that. I thought it was really sweet of her.
No, that was awesome.
Yeah. I think sometimes we definitely, maybe perhaps like she said, maybe it was the fact that, you know, a lot of kids came, like everybody used to hang out at our house. Everybody used to hang out.
Everybody did.
And we had, and like Darius said, like I remember the time, like she said, I don't know if that was you, Nate, or not, of a bunch of us together, but like she said, we would like this, like thinking we can make peanut butter cookies by taking peanut butter and just like baking it in the oven, which.
Well, yeah.
Or, it would just melt, right? It
or you and Gordon cookies. Trying to make pizza Frida. I don't know what the hell.
Oh, yeah. Trying to make and burning down the house, trying to make pizza Frida, which for those of you who don't know what that is, that's dough that you fry and you put sugar all over it. And it's one of our favorite things. However, we got news for you. Just frying dough does not make pizza Frida. So and adding sugar to it.
No.
We used to also get that government cheese. And we used to make tons of grilled cheese sandwiches for our friends. Remember that, Nate?
Yes, grilled cheeses.
And they would, and everybody would come over, and we used to get the butter and the grilled cheese. The government butter, the government butter, peanut butter, and the government cheese. And we would make we'd make all day long. We would make the grilled cheese sandwiches for all our friends.
Yep.
And stuff. Yep. And then sometimes with that, I would, if you might remember, Nate, do you remember I used to make those potatoes? I used to call them spiced potatoes. I used to make them. Yeah. I used to make that too. So we get like potatoes and cut them up and I put them in a pan and I would just add salt, pepper, all kind of stuff to it. And we would make spiced potatoes for everybody in the neighborhood. So I guess I can understand what Darius is saying, that maybe perhaps because, you know, perhaps with having everybody over all the time, it didn't seem like like that. Maybe. Yeah. But I thought that was nice of her. I really thought it was nice of her to say all that. And we love her. She's awesome. And we're so happy that we're all still friends.
Yes.
We got to get a reunion going. That's what we got to do.
Garfield Street reunion.
We got to get a reunion going for sure. Yeah. So thanks, Derry. That was the email of the week. Thanks, Derry, for that. We really appreciate all your insight. Yeah. Thank you. We were going to go into Spin the Wheel of Rock.
There we go.
And we actually spin it earlier. And the topic we were going to talk about was the new Beatles song.
Yeah. Without Tim
is no use talking about it. So we're going to skip that tonight. Because Tim is the Beatles fan. And he actually said he liked, but he did say he liked it, Nate.
I didn't really listen to it yet. Did you?
I did. I thought it was pretty cool. It kind of reminded me a little bit of their, It kind of reminded me a little bit of their like their White Album type of song. Okay.
All right.
I thought I kind of I did like it too. And Tim, I would not have listened to it, but then Tim said he liked it. So I said, you know, if Tim likes it, then it's got to be pretty good.
Right.
So so we're gonna talk. We're gonna talk about that more next time with Tim.
Yeah.
But definitely, yeah, you know.
Definitely. Yeah.
But I wanted to backtrack. So Nate, I wanted to backtrack real quick, and I wanted to talk about well, we're gonna talk about current events in a moment. We're gonna get serious a little bit here. But the question that we posed last week, Nate, yes. And people actually answered us back. We had a bunch of answers back.
Okay.
And the question that we posed on the website or on the podcast was, do you agree that Eddie Van Halen was a guitar god with a small g? And out of the response, we had at least about 5, 6, 7 responses, and 100% of them said, yes, they do believe that he was a guitar god, which we're not doubting that for a minute.
Yeah, right.
So that was kind of our question of last week.
But isn't it like, it's just my opinion, man. What movie? Come on, what movie? It's just my opinion, man.
What movie's that?
Actually, he says it like this. That's just like your opinion, man.
What's that movie?
It was The Big Lebowski. It's a great movie.
I never seen that movie.
Oh, no. It's great.
Is it?
Great, yes. But that's just my opinion. Jimi Hendrix is a god, is the god. And then, of course, Eddie Van Halen.
Right.
Jeff Beck, Clapton. There's
All guitar guy. All great. Yeah.
I love Pete Townsend, but you got to remember Pete Townsend maybe wasn't as good as those guys, but he wrote everything. He was a composer, so in that way it puts him up there a little bit.
Ah, okay.
You know he wrote everything.
All right.
The whole Quadrophenia album he did all by himself.
Really?
It's a double album, yeah.
Oh wow.
You know, Tommy had some album. Help. You know, but the Tommy album, which is what you like, he had some help with that.
Okay.
Not much, but the whole quad, he did it all.
Wow.
But I didn't mean to go off on a rant there.
No, I didn't know that, the Tommy the Who, that the Tommy album's awesome. You know that I love that album. That's like my favorite album, one of my favorites of all time.
Do you ever hear it live?
I've never heard it live.
Yeah,
I usually listen to it like, you know, I listen to the album itself when I'm driving home and stuff like that. But I never listen to it live.
That some of the songs send chills up your spine, like See Me, Feel Me. You know,
yeah.
I love Christmas. I know it's like kind of kiddish.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Yeah. I like the other one. What's the other one? Now the other song in there, I've always wondered, the Uncle Ernie. Now is he a pedophile? Is that what that's about?
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Townsend didn't write that. Entwistle did, the bass player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Entwistle wrote that part. Yeah.
Now, is that for experience? Do they know? Like, is
who
that
knows? Townsend said he was molested as a kid, but who knows?
Okay.
I mean, they probably all were back then. Like, gee.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, but yeah.
But,
yeah, that's an interesting song.
Like you said, though, it's a great album. I mean, if you like rock, I would check out the Tommy album. You know, it's what, 1969?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
55 years. Or...
That's as old as I am. Jeez, man. Probably older than I would, depending when it came out.
Right, right.
Damn, dude. Well, wow, that's crazy. Right? Wow.
So are we going to still spin it or not?
Say that again?
Are we going to spin the wheel of rock and just see where it goes, or are we just going to... We got something else.
I think we'll go on to something. I think we talked about the guitar god.
I'm sorry. You did it. The guitar god.
Yeah, but that's okay. What we just talked about, some of the Who stuff. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So Nate, I want you to do me a favor. I'd like you to do me a favor. Did you find that email?
No, I don't know what the hell I did with it.
All right.
Could you resend it to me?
Yeah, hold on. I mean, hold on, folks.
I don't know what I did with it. Like, it's...
Yeah, hold on a minute. I got to see if I can't...
But I didn't delete it. It's, I don't know. I hate technology. I really do.
Yeah.
Right here.
It's in your email?
I think. It's one of the ones that Matt sent me.
Well, we're going to do this right here, folks. And then
he's going to reset it. We're talking.
Well, the reason why I'm asking you, Nate, is because Now, some of you might remember. Some of you might remember that last week we talked about getting fact checked, and we had mentioned some things that we asked our friend, our fact checker, Justin, to check on us, and he actually did get back to us. Now, I just resent that to you, Nick. Can you get it? Can you open it up?
Oh, you did. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Because I want you to read what Justin what he said about.
And I won't delete it. Yes. Okay. Hold on.
So just while Nate's getting ready with that, I want to let people know. So I had made some claims in the last show about the Clintons, and I thought that they were disbarred or they lost their license, stuff like that. And we had asked Justin to we asked him to do some fact checking on that because I wasn't sure. So he did do some fact checking for us, and this is kind of what he came up with. I'm gonna ask Nate to read it for us. What he found out.
Now, just to give some perspective on Justin, he's very smart like Daria, so he uses big words and very extremely intelligent. Anyway, thank you, Justin. All right, fact-checking time with Justin. This is him talking. From what I've gleaned thus far, it appears that neither were permanently disbarred. We're talking about Hillary and Bill. Hillary initially failed the D.C. bar. I'm assuming that's Washington, D.C., the D.C. bar exam, but eventually passed in Arkansas, giving her the ability to practice. Bill, however, did lose his license as a result of the perjury case, Monica Lewinsky, for 5 years. He appealed to the Supreme Court and lost. Then he said, we're not done digging. He's gonna look up more things about it. Let us know. But that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So
again, Nate and I are trying to give the best information that we can. We're trying to make sure that we're being honest with everybody. And even though half the time we don't know what we're talking about, we have other people out there that do. So we thank Justin. Thank you very much for kind of clearing that up for us. So again, as Justin said, they weren't disbarred as I thought they were. They didn't lose they basically, Clinton did beat off the Lewinsky perjury case because he lied. I didn't have sex with that woman, and it seems like Hillary just failed the first time, and she actually passed it in Arkansas. So again, thanks, Justin, for giving us the correct information. We appreciate that, buddy. Anything else you can dig up would be awesome too.
Yes,
on that.
I think we asked him another question, but he said he's busy. He's going to trucking school.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, he said. He asked to look because I remember we sent them like an email or something. But anyway, that email he sent some to it's acting up. The one that we said to we tell everybody that the email is on.
Yeah,
it's whenever I send an email back to you, Matt, it says we don't check this, but once a week or so you might get things like once a week out of it.
I've got a message set up on there that basically says that we don't check it. So it's just a reply message that it's just letting everybody know that hey, we don't always check this. Not like we're on this all the time to check your email. So if you're sending something in, we'll have it ready for the show. Is the bottom line.
Yeah.
The bottom line.
No, that's right. That makes sense. Yeah.
So again, you know, the email to East Coast Bros with an East Coast Bros with an S, East Coast Bros 2, the number 2 at gmail.com. So please, all one word, East Coast Bros 2 with at gmail.com.
Yeah,
send us in your emails as other people have done in the past. And Nate, we got a few minutes before we have to kind of go to part two here of the show.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring something up, and I know people get upset with me because I kind of bring up things about one particular party in general, but I have to do this because I just have to do this because I'm totally lost. The Washington Post basically wrote this story about 11 hours ago, and the headline says the economy is booming, but inflation continues to sour Americans. Now, I don't know. So this is what they say here. So this is what the Washington Post says. There's an economic mystery confounding the White House. Most Americans are financially better off than they were before the coronavirus pandemic, but they feel worse about their economic prospects. Rising prices are largely to blame. New data coming out Tuesday is expected to show that inflation once again lessened its grip on households in October, extending a year-long trend. That comes on top of a string of eye-popping data points. strong economic growth, unemployment at long-time lows, wages finally outpacing inflation, all leaving Americans with more money in their bank accounts than they had in years. Okay, can you tell me, Nate, what freaking money do you have in your bank account that you didn't that you had before? I'm lost.
Well, I live check to check, brother, so I don't have anything extra.
Okay, so but the claim of the Washington Post is that Biden's economic is doing really well and that Americans have all this money in their pockets they ever had before.
Nope. Not true.
Okay. All right, not true, because I like to live. I've always lived paycheck by paycheck, but now it's even to the point where we have to even borrow money to help pay our mortgage. We're having trouble paying our mortgage right now with all the increasing prices.
Absolutely.
Am I, folks, the only one here that's at a loss here? And here's the funny thing that cracks me up, Nate. Here's what cracks me up. On the side of this, there's a thumbs up, a thumbs down, and then there's comments. I'm not going to read the comments.
Yes.
But here's the thing. There are 292 thumbs up about this story, and there's over 1,000 thumbs down.
Right. So, well, you're right, but do you read the comments though? How some of the people will like defend that though. I don't know, man. I think they're far. What is it? Far left. Like.
Well, yeah. They're so far left that they don't. Yeah, that they don't even realize what's happening with simple Americans or whatever.
Matt, let me tell you something real quick. I don't mean to make a left turn. Real quick, I'm listening to Elon Musk. And you know, he bought Twitter. Okay. Right. He's going over how, now remember before when Twitter wasn't owned by him, far left people were like, well, they could do what they want. They're privately owned. Okay.
Right.
Remember that? Because they were banning Trump and banning this person, that person, whatever.
Oh, yeah. So,
first of all, it's freedom of speech. But anyway, he bought it, and they turn the table and say, well, it's privately owned. He can't do what he wants. So it's all hypocritical.
It is.
It's all hypocritical.
It is.
And he explains how the far left, how the far left owned it, and how even anything kind of right is wrong. And he's right. He's absolutely right.
And it was interesting. You know the show. The Mandalorian. Did you ever watch that, Nate?
Of course, yeah.
Right, good show. Right, good show.
Yeah, the girl. Are you going to talk about the girl?
Yeah. So the one.
She's a fighter, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the one girl in the show, she played. If those of you might have watched that show, this is in the first season. She was like the bigger woman, right? She's an MMA fighter.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Right. I liked her character.
Pretty. Oh my God, I do things to her, but
oh hell yeah! I mean, she'd probably do things with me, but you're right.
Though, you know? Yeah, right.
But, you know, but what cracks me up? Okay, so here's what happened with her. I just read an article now. She was kicked off the show because of some comments that she made. Which, mind you, the guy that stars as the Mandalorian pretty much made the same comments months earlier that she made, and they never said a word because he's a liberal. Never said a word. She came out and said something else. She was upset about something. She said something else, and they basically said the same thing, and they got rid of her. They threw her off the show, and she's a conservative. Yes. Now, mind you, too, I think she's a lesbian too, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, but and not that it matters. I'm not saying it matters. But again, I think that she's not one of these people that goes out there and says anything bad about people. I think it had to do with the Holocaust, and it had to do with the Jews and what they faced and whatever it was. And they ended up, this was a year or so ago, and they got rid of her on the show. She got picked up by Ben Shapiro, picked her up, and they have another, she's doing movies with them now, whatever they have.
I thought she got back on the man, or didn't she?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
Are you kidding me?
But I just read an article. I just saw an article where she just won like an $18 million lawsuit for freedom of speech because they got rid of her. So she just won off Disney. She just apparently just beat Disney on this lawsuit. I'm gonna ask our fact checker Justin to check that out for us. I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. I'm pretty sure we are. But again, before we go on, before we leave, Nate, and we get out, and then we're gonna go into our next part two of all this. I just want to say, though, yeah, you are right, Nate. It's funny because nowadays, like, if you don't agree with somebody now, they just call you names now. There's no more, like, debate anymore. There's no more, let's sit down and let's debate this. There's no more, let's just talk. Yeah. Now it's so horrible now that if you say something, they will do everything they can to cancel you.
Absolutely.
Or they will do everything they can to get rid of you. And that's the hypocrisy, Nate, that you're talking about, like you said.
Cancel culture, baby. Yeah.
Cancel culture. It's horrible. Yeah. Horrible. You know, and just like now with everything going on right now, this I think I told you last week, Nate, or last time, I don't understand how it is that we can have such anti-Semitism in this country right now, that they're allowing students and people to call to write things on Jews, on people that are Jewish people's homes. They're putting swastikas on their homes. They're saying all kind of stuff that Hamas didn't get it, had it right, but what they were doing. I mean, this is horrible what's happening.
Absolutely.
And people are not even arguing about it. These mm-hmm. politicians of ours are right. saying nothing.
Yeah. It's both sides, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I mean, when did we allow anti-Semitism? When did we allow it? Yeah. If you got on there, Nate, and you said something about something else, or if we said something wrong about somebody else, our show would be canceled and we'd be gone.
Yes.
But yet people can say whatever they want about Jews, and that's okay. That's for some reason that's okay.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say, Nate, is I don't know if it was a Congress or who was it that they finally got the balls to censor that Tlaib woman. They finally actually censored her for what she said.
I don't even know what she said. I'm sorry.
Well, I told you last time she was doing that chant, the Hamas battle cry, which is from river to sea.
Okay.
And that was the Hamas, and she said that, and then she came out and said, "Well, I didn't realize what it meant." Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You right. certainly did know what it meant. Right. Give me a break, you liar. You're a liar.
Yes.
You did know what it meant.
Yep.
And basically what you were saying was you were calling for the extinction of the Jewish people, the Jewish state of Jerusalem. You were calling for their extinction.
That's crazy.
And so how is it that we allow that? How is it she's still in Congress? How is she still in office? How is it?
She's in Congress?
I think she's a congresswoman, right? So how is it that this squad, these four people have done nothing but denounce the Jewish people? They've done nothing but supported pro-Palestine, supported
right.
everything that's going on with Hamas did. And yet you people out there on the left, how is it that you allow this without calling them out? I want to say right now, before we get off for our break, I want to say to all you out there right now, how are you people out there on the left? How are you not calling them out?
Right.
How are you not calling them out?
I agree.
How are you not? Shame on you. Shame on you for not calling them out. Shame.
You're right. You need a drink. You need a beer. So,
all right.
All right. We'll be back.
We're going to go. We're going to come back in a little bit.
All right.